Understanding your personal archetype. In the beginning was the subconscious. In the deepest core of our subconscious lies a truth that can be hidden in plain sight. This truth mends your thoughts daily, structures your conversations with others, and is emotionally tuned to your physical actions. Something you know is always there, but cannot discern what that something truly is. As you begin to uncover that hidden element in your subconsciousness, you begin to realize that you are exposing your personal archetype. But what is this personal archetype? A personal archetype is a reflection of your own truest personality, or rather, a self-analysis of who you are as a person. Being aware of your personal archetype is a rather good thing to keep track of throughout your life. Many people struggle to find something out about themselves internally. Uncovering your true personality is a real testament of growth. However, when you do find your personal archetype, how do you decipher your discovery? Discovering your archetype. A personal archetype is not something that can be studied independently. You need the help of others or an examination that can put some context on your archetype. While finding help in others takes time and effort, examinations are a faster, independent means of obtaining the much-needed information for unveiling your overall personality. Self-personality tests are usually a great type of examination that enrich the experience of discovering your archetype. For example, these tests elaborate singular keywords that help break down your archetype in one definition. However, to get to these keywords, you need to answer multiple choice questions that align to choices you make in certain situations. These multiple choice questions are a bit of fun to answer, as they can range from everyday nonchalant decisions to serious professional situations. Regardless, your answers get tallied once the test is finished and a ranking score is placed on each of the keywords. The higher the number on a keyword, the more likely a match has been found to define your personal archetype. Discovering your personal archetype can be rather easy. However, you must take into consideration that not every self-assessment test is perfect. As much as people like getting their palms read, self-personality tests are a means to reference who you are as a person. They are not the definition of you overall. Only you yourself can truly know who you are as a person. The examinations to discovering your personal archetype are merely guides to help you in the long run. Pearson-Marr Archetype Indicator. One great example of a personality assessment test is the Pearson-Marr Archetype Indicator Exam. Written and created by Carol S. Pearson and Hugh K. Marr, this personality assessment test has 12 very cool archetype keywords that help define personalities. Each keyword extends further with detailed explanations of things that are both positive and negative about having these archetypes. Moreover, the Pearson-Marr Archetype Indicator Exam does not label you with one personal archetype. Instead, after taking the exam and being assessed, your overall personality is broken down into a hierarchy of all 12 keywords. In other words, all 12 keywords will rank in descending order based on your answers throughout the test. The overall design and structure of the results is to provide you with a low and high profile analysis layout of all of your archetypes. On a high level, you will see your score rankings of the 12 keywords listed along with a short definition of each. While on the lower level, you will be able to see the description, positive and negative attributes, and any subsequent information for each of the keywords. The remarkable information given on each archetype is truly worth reviewing. In the YouTube video Exploring the Archetypes by Storywell, all of the keywords are listed and presented on the Pearson-Marr Archetype Indicator. Explore the 12 keywords and become interested in taking the exam yourself to find your personal archetype. Clifton Strengths Online Talent Assessment. The next fun self-assessment test is the Clifton Strengths Online Talent Assessment, or the Gallup exam. This personality assessment test is similar to the Pearson-Marr Archetype Indicator exam. However, the questions for the Gallup exam differ. Instead of being asked situational questions, the questions will focus on your behavioral thoughts. Such questions include descriptions about yourself, what characteristics you think best describe yourself, and so on. With each determined answer, your results lead to at least 5 keywords that are referred to as themes. Each of the themes are ranked once the exam is completed and are scored from highest to lowest. Only the top 5 themes are given to you in the result over the 34 total themes evaluated. In the YouTube video, Understanding the 34 Themes of Clifton Strengths by Clifton Strengths, the themes are showcased at a high level. Another thing to note about the Gallup exam is that the test is meant to show results at a professional level. However, the information, as well as the themes, can still be used for personal use. Taking the Gallup exam is worth an attempt for both your personal and professional career. There is much to gain from taking the self-assessment test, as you are answering deep and intricate questions about yourself. Do not be afraid to answer each question either honestly or passively. In the end, your keywords will match what you truly are underneath. Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. One of the largest examinations to discover your personal archetype is the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator exam. This personality assessment test is mostly a professional-oriented exam to detail how well you fare against your fellow coworkers or employees. Basically, this exam is to show how similar or different you are with other people. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator exam results are very straightforward and garner no complexity. The results of this exam are 8 keywords paired into 4 groups of 2. Once the exam is finished, the paired words will split into 1 definitive keyword that will result in a 4 keyword personality description. Each of the 4 keywords are separate entities that depict a type of trait or characteristic you exhibit. For example, you think about a situation logically instead of acting immediately on an emotional response. Overall, the results of your Myers-Briggs Type Indicator exam are limited to just 4 easy-to-understand keywords that define your personality. In the YouTube video Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, What's Your Personality Type? By Sprouts, each of the keywords is explained and showcased in detail to help establish your unique personality. As the video mentions, all of this information is not to be taken to an extreme. However, you can still use this information, as well as the test results, to bolster a deeper understanding of yourself. Your personal archetype. Each of the self-assessment tests can help you understand your personal archetype. Taking multiple and different self-assessment tests can really add to discovering your true self. Of course, if you do not want to use examinations, there is always the longer route of being around others and discovering yourself through trial and error. Whichever route or method you take, remember to always be aware of your hidden subconscious truth about yourself. Your personal archetype will forever be a part of you. One other thing you should also be aware of is that your personal archetype may change over time, depending on the scenarios, situations, and events that occur over your life. Your personal archetype alters and forms an entirely new personality within you. Remember to keep yourself up to date with the changes and allow the alterations to make you the person you want to be, among others.